going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Crochet, Bueller, Hauk, Newcomb, Fitz. Where's Giolito? What's his status? What do you look? And overall, how do you see this starting rotation?
Well, I think the starting rotation has the ability to take a few bumps and bruises throughout the season, which to me is key. You're going to be looking at two or three guys here, hopefully, in my opinion, that are going to give you 28 to 35 starts. And that's Crochet, Tanner Houck, and Walker Bueller. So those three guys, I lean on them to be my everyday guys that they're going to get their 30 starts. There's going to be a third of them where they're going to struggle. There's going to be a third of them where they're going to dominate. There's going to be a third of them where they're going to have to grind through. And they're going to go through. That's the way a big league season goes for a starting pitcher. And then you look at Giolito and you look at Fitz and you look at Newcomb. And then you look at guys like Bayo. I mean, so there is depth. There finally is depth in this starting rotation. And you can afford to lose a starter or two. Right now, Bayo's not in the rotation and they're winning. And for me, Bayo is that biggest key component. If Bayo can come in and be a number three or number four starter, which in my opinion is what he is, he's not a one or two. They've tried to make him a one or two the past couple of years, and he's just not. But they've also extended him, and they're not paying him a ton of money either. So go out and be a solid number three starter or four starter once you get healthy. He's coming back soon. And so is Lucas Giolito. Lucas Giolito, I believe, has already had his first appearance in Pawtucket. It's not in Pawtucket anymore. And the Woosox, in Worcester, the Woosox. I played in Pawtucket, but so they're coming back and they're going to have to do something with them when they come back. And what is that? Is that keep them and hoard up starting pitchers for when somebody gets hurt, you need somebody, which I think is going to be the plan, which I think that Bayo may be pitching in AAA for a little while. Giolito may be pitching for AAA for a little while, especially if the Newcomb kid keeps pitching well and Fitz keeps pitching well. These are the two guys that I'm talking about that are replacing your Giolito and your Bayo right now. And they're pitching phenomenal. They're pitching great. So I think it's going to boil down all to depth, Booney. I think you got to think about this. Brian Bayo was the number one starter the past 3 years. And you're just not going to win with him as a number one. And right. Now him as a three or four, man, there's depth. So you don't get to a big league season without depth in your starting lineup, and they have that. And to me, Breslow has – well, I give Breslow credit, but also I got to give John Henry credit. John Henry's – his favorite sport is baseball. He loves baseball. In fact, he came to Savannah Bananas when they were in Fenway. This guy loves baseball. So to me, he got tired of losing. And he said, finally, let's spend some money. Let's start winning in Fenway again. So I got to give him credit, and also Breslow and Cora for putting together, you know, the staff that they did, because there was no depth. There was no pitching at AAA last year, the year before. So, you know, they can handle those bumps and bruises that are going to come throughout the 162-game season. So I look forward to their pitching staff doing some damage this year.
I look at, you know, when you came into the game, when I was leaving the game, depth wasn't as important as it is now. Injuries, it seems to me that, you know, this might just me be getting a little bit older. It seems like I've never seen this many injuries to this many guys on a consistent basis. Everybody's hurt all the time. It's like we get hit by a pitch. Oh, we have to come out of the game, and we're definitely going on the IL for 10 days. I've never heard of that. But that's the way it is. I don't necessarily blame the players, because they came up in a culture where that was what they did. But it is what it is, and I agree with you. The depth is more important than anything right now. It's like you look at the Dodgers. I think they're the best team. Well, obviously, they're the best team on paper in big league baseball right now. And the Mookie Betts, the Otani, the Freemans. Yeah, obviously, that's a part of it. The Glasnows and the Snells. That's why they're great. But the real reason they're great is because they're deeper than everybody else. And you got a Clayton Kershaw getting loose on the sides. That's like the seventh or eighth starter. If you've got that kind of luxury, that's why you're so good, especially in 2025. Because they get a star that goes down, they replace him with another star. Everybody else doesn't have the ability to do that. So I agree with you on depth of the rotation now. You look at Stroman 6-8 weeks ago. I'm a starter. He was the sixth starter in New York. Things happen. He's the number three starter in 6 weeks. So in today's game, I'm with you. The depth is what's most important. And it seems like nowadays the team that can stay the healthiest has a good chance of being standing when you're in the postseason, you know, getting deep into that postseason.
I think you hit the nail on the head, because look at I think last year there was two guys, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that played 162 games. I think Jaron Duran played 161, but he got suspended for one for making a gay slur or something like that. I forget. But he would have played 162 games. And I think there was only one other person. I forget who it was. But kids are not playing
now
all that. So how do you now build a team for that? And how do you manage for that? And all that's different now.
Look at the bullpen. Chapman at the end of that bullpen. I personally, 3 years ago, I didn't think it would be sitting in this situation, but he's the closer right now. Liam Hendricks, and going back to your career as a closer, when you get late in your career, like in Aroldis Chapman, you got a Liam Hendricks who had the arm injury, had a lot of success as a closer. I heard his comments at the end of spring training before he went down, as Chapman's earned the job, he should be the closer. But when you get two prominent guys in that bullpen, probably helps when you're a veteran. You got a little more wisdom, a little more maturity, but you still have that. I'm the guy. You like to be that ninth inning guy. When you got two guys, explain to me when Hendricks comes back. Explain to me that atmosphere and what that's like having two guys when it's all said and done are going to be considered superior. What's the word I'm looking for? Great closers with a great career. But now you're in the same bullpen. At the bottom line is, just like a Devers Bregman thing, sometimes it's about winning games. It's about giving yourself a chance to be standing at the end. So explain that dynamic a little bit.
Yeah, that's a great question, Brett, because in my career, I pitched with Billy Wagner, Hall of Famer, Eric Gagne, Bobby Jinks, all great, great closers who set up for me, but I was in my prime at the time. And every situation is different, I would say. But I think that boils down to the communication of the guys that are in that bullpen. And it's almost like, you know, Gagne came and he said, first thing he said to me was, "Pap, I'm here to win. I'm not here to say who closes, who doesn't close. I'm here to win." And I said, "Eric, I'm here to do the same thing." I said, "You know, whatever I'm called upon, I'm going to do my best. Whenever you're called upon, you do your best." And it was kind of like the same thing with Billy Wagner. "Hey, I'm here to win." And Bobby Jenks, "Hey, I'm here to win." And then, I mean, down the road, we get to the Nationals, and I was setting up Mark Melancon and became a setup man for a little while. So it's not like you gotta kind of put your ego aside and say, are you here to win or are you here to put up stats? Now, and I give Kenley Jansen great credit. Kenley Jansen is a guy that, you know, didn't necessarily want to stick around to win. He wants to stick around, and he went to the Angels so he could get more saves and possibly go to the Hall of Fame because he wants to get his saves up. And I understand that. There's two sides to it. But it all depends on what team you're on and who you're with on that team. And can you put your egos aside to go win? And that's a hard, hard thing to do. I don't care who you are. We all have egos and we all want to, you know, be the best. But how do you put that ego aside to go win with somebody else? And I think Liam and Aroldis have had those conversations and have had those talks. In fact, I'm pretty sure they have. And along with Alex Cora, you know, I think the manager is involved with that as well nowadays, and not much as it used to be when we played. But sat him down and said, "Hey, look, Aroldis, when you need a day off, Hendricks, you're going to be closing. If you pitch 3 days in a row, Hendricks, you're going to be down. Aroldis, you might step in for him." They're going – Liam Hendricks is going to close some games this year. There's no question about that. That is why he cannot sit here and mope and pout and get upset if he's not closing every day, because they're going to need him on some days. And same thing with Aroldis Chapman. He's not going to be available every day because nobody's available every day anymore. I don't understand that either, but nobody, you're not available for every save opportunity that there is. You know, when I played, I wanted to be available for every save opportunity. And I had those chances, but now it's not that way anymore. You know, you pitch, two or three days in a row, you're probably going to be sat down the next day. And you need somebody else to step in. I mean, and that's part of, you know, what your brother's having to do, what Alex Cora's having to do, what these managers in the big leagues are having to manage more and manage players, because you look at just a bullpen. The guys aren't throwing 3 and 4 days in a row anymore. So it takes a more managerial approach to your bullpen. And so we're going to need Liam to step up and because he's going to close this year. There are going to be games where he closes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I'd look back once again to the – I think, and with what's going on in Boston right now, I think that rivalry and that Yankee-Boston rivalry. I don't think there's anything like it in baseball. We can pretend that the other ones are good, and there are some good ones. San Diego's starting to have a pretty good rivalry with the Dodgers, especially what happened last year, but I don't think you can replace, for baseball, the Red Sox-Yankee rivalry. From what I'm seeing of this Red Sox team, it's going to kind of be back to that primetime can't-miss television, which is awesome, I think, for the game. Who do you see it coming down to in an action-packed division? The Orioles are still good. Jays still on paper, if you look at them. They can pitch, and they got the players to hit. Whether they do or not, I don't know. Tampa Bay, like you said, they're a unicorn. We have no idea what's going on in Tampa Bay. I couldn't name you five guys on the team. But it's new guys every year, and they're always at the end of the season. They're always, oh, the Rays could get in, or they get into that postseason. I don't know how they do it. I'm just going to chalk it up as, like you said, unicorn, whatever it may be. Who do you think this division comes down to? Who you picking? You picking the Red Sox to win?
I actually picked the Red Sox to win the wild card, but I also did these picks before Gerrit Cole got hurt.
Right.
But I do think that the Red Sox will win the division this year. I do. I just think because they have the pitching and they have guys like I was talking about in Giolito and Bayo that can come up and for reinforcements. And you have guys like Fitz and Newcomer come out of nowhere and they're actually holding down the fort. So I think their starting pitching is superior to anyone else in the American League East, especially now that the Orioles let Corbin Burns go. I feel like that was a grave mistake for them. But then again, did they not want to probably spend the money? And they have their ways of how they want to spend money. But I look at the Yankees coming in next after them. But like I said, there's a series come, I think, about the 27th of August with the Yankees and the Red Sox. That is going to be a huge, huge series. I think no matter what, I don't care what it is, I think the Yankees and the Red Sox are going to go down to the wire this year. And I think it's going to be very, very close. I think it's going to come down to the series in August when they play. I believe it is in Fenway. But you just can't ever count the Yankees out, man. You just can't. They've got the best player in baseball. So, like I said before, so I feel like it's going to go down the wire. I think the Red Sox will just edge him out just because strictly because of starting pitching.